I'm Christopher Lighton. This is Open Source from the Watson Institute at Brown University. And these last couple of weeks, from Cuba. We call it an American conversation with global attitude. This one is from and about Havana as a musical source point and capital, sort of modern Vienna. Havana marks a confluence of African and European living traditions, and it is still feeding the world fresh forms and rhythms and stars. Cuban music draws you in, furthermore, as a record, maybe the real literature of this island's people and history. That's the premise, anyway, of our conversation with Roberto Zurbano, radio DJ, teacher, historian, and critic. He says that somewhere in there between the fads and the marketing is always the true tale of what's happening in the streets and in the heart of Cuba. We asked Roberto Zurbano to play the old BBC game of Desert Island Discs, a handful of records that might tell the whole story, which, of course, he said was impossible. And still, he tried to touch down on some high points of Cuban music coming into this 21st century. Our translator is Gina Rodriguez, a Brown University undergraduate who spent the fall semester in Cuba. Roberto Zurbano, would you give us one very knowledgeable man's selection of Cuban music for a desert island, your very favorite recordings, sounds, bands, people?
Well, gracias. Pero Cuba es un país lleno de músicos.
Well, Cuba is full of musicians. I believe that Cuban music has created more genres than other music in today's world. There are many musicians in Cuba, of various generations within the history of Cuban music, to simply speak of just 10 important persons. However, there are certainly some of the most popular, and to me, it seems important to look at what Cuba has done with its popular music. In Cuba, one could say that popular music is important because of its connections with dance. It is the 1950s that we cannot forget. This is one of the most important decades for Cuban musicians, who, for the most part, were working in the United States, particularly in jazz and percussion. This has a lot to do with the presence in New York of the grand glory of Cuba, John Oposo, but also with eight great musicians who, in those days, were in New York and who, from that moment forward, changed the course of contemporary jazz. Those Cubans in the U.S. had a great influence for their contribution to percussion, but also they influenced other arrangements with two major figures, Machito and Chico O'Farrell, two great arrangers who worked within American jazz and with artists like Cab Calloway. All of these influences also came to Cuba because of the systematic and interchanging relationship between Cuba and the United States. And so we've come to another great moment in Cuban music and one of the major albums in the history of Cuban music, an album by Benny Moré, singing with his jazz band. Benny Moré utilized the format of the big bands that had already existed in North America in order to sing Cuban styles. He sang Son from the Countryside and Grumba. Benny Moré is one of the great phenomenons in Cuban music of the 20th century.
Un chancecito para romper el coco liso. Te lo di de corazón, te lo di con mi corazón. Pero tú eras un vivito, no rompiste el coquito. Te lo llevaste y te robaste.
Of course there are many great Cuban musicians, many musicians, and there are songs that have become world famous. For example, there is El Manicera de Simón that has been heard around the world through the version sung by Victor Montaner, And also there is the song Guantanamera, sung by Joseito Fernandez. These are classic songs. There's also the song Son de la Loma y Canta en el Llano by the Trio Matamoros. The magazine Tropicana Internacional has done a countdown of the major musical moments of the 20th century, and you can find more there. There is another important moment in the history of Cuban music, and that is the moment of the bolero. The bolero was born in Santiago de Cuba at the end of the 19th century. Cuba was known for this type of sentimental and romantic music.
Tu mirar con sublime ternura dijo adiós, y al hacerlo en mi pecho dejó recuerdos.
No nos puede hacer olvidar la zona de la música bailable, por ejemplo.
We mustn't forget the importance of dance music. For example, the world of las charangas. The charangas, like the Orchestra Aragón and Enrique Jorín's orchestra, which played the cha-cha-cha. Jorín was the founder of the cha-cha-cha, while Aragón was the more universal charangas model.
Lindas cubanas, si paso por paso franco, alma mía, nunca me digan que no. Si mañana yo me muero, lleguen flores.
The intersections between the bolero and the nueva trova also have many North American influences, particularly Southern music like blues. Within this genre, there are many important figures, like José Antonio Méndez, Marta Valdés, and Portillo de la Luz, who had songs like Antiguo en la Distancia.
Existe un momento del día en que pueda apartarte de mí. El mundo parece distinto.
The 1950s is the decade where there are more musical genres present in Cuba and where there is more creation and more dancing. Musical creation in Cuba is very intense throughout the 1950s.
Quiero hablar también de la música que se hace para los carnavales.
I also would like to talk about the music played at carnival. There you will find the universe of congas, which come from both Havana and Santiago, and are very different from each other. What they both produce, however, within the moment of the carnival, is a very peculiar music, a participatory music. Within all of this are the Casas de Santo, where they play ritual music. This is a very profound music, but that also is meant to be fun. It is a music of religious rites. I'm talking about the music within celebrations of Palo Monte, Santeria music, and the music played within Abacua, a secret all-male religious sect we have in Cuba. And there you will find the songs that are sung in Yoruba and Efi, African languages that exist in Cuba today.
Thank you.
Cuando llega la revolución,
when we arrive at the revolution, we find a new phenomenon beginning in the 1960s. This is the new trova, where certain young composers, guitar players, begin new ways of making music that are very poetic and which reflect the changes happening in Cuba.
Ojalá que las hojas no te toquen el cuerpo cuando caigan, para que no las puedas convertir en cristal. Ojalá que la lluvia deje de ser milagro que baja por tu cuerpo. Ojalá que la luna pueda salir sin ti.
The greatest trovadores within the revolution are without a doubt Silvio Rodríguez and Pablo Milanés.
Hay un momento importante a finales de los años 60.
There's an important moment at the end of the 1970s, which is the founding of the Cuban Orchestra for Modern Music. This orchestra arranges young Cuban musicians and divides them throughout the important orchestras in the 1970s.
Dos de las orquestas que se desgajan.
Two important orchestras that come out of this movement are Chuchu Valdez's Iraquere and Juan Formel's Los Bamban. These are two very important orchestras or bands which both play very distinct Cuban music. Iraquere infuses Afro-Cuban percussion within the format of jazz.
Juan Formel asume el sonido.
Juan Formel takes the format of the Beatles and mixes this with son to make a very authentically Cuban sound.
El son cubano más auténtico.
And so these two grand Cuban orchestras are accompanied by other more traditional orchestras throughout the 70s and 80s. Still, it is Iraquere and Los Bamban that remain the most popular, and who creatively relate things happening in everyday life into song and dance. The third important orchestra is founded in the 1990s by members of Iraquere and former members of Los Bamban. José Luis Cortés formed with them the New Generation Band. This band was very aggressive. It didn't understand the sounds of New York salsa and made the sound much heavier, creating what we call La Timba.
La
In my opinion, we must speak of the recent times as well, and speak of Adalberto Álvarez. He played son, recuperated traditional Cuban son, and made it applicable today. His music is very much respected for the Puerto Rican and New York salsa musicians because he holds on to the basic elements of son while renovating it brilliantly. Another important moment is when a Cuban rock band began to sing Afro-Cuban songs. The album Ancestros, or Ancestors, sung by Síntesis, along with the elder Afro-Cuban singer Lázaro Ross, had a great success.
La música coral en Cuba.
Choir music in Cuba has its major expression in the Orfeón Santiago, which came about in the 1960s. This all-male chorus was interesting in that it sung music which made you dance. They also used claves and percussion instruments, and they made music for churches while singing son as well. They are the father of the choir movement in Cuba. They are the founders of this movement that exists today. We have today more than 50 choral groups. I believe that in all of these music arenas, there have been renovations with generations of musicians that have studied here in the music schools. The 20th century closed with a new group called Interactivo. This is a project wherein young musicians enter and leave the band and the country often. They are our most brilliant musicians.
Paseo, flores y poemas y canciones. Mueva con la luna y derroche de emociones. Pero el tiempo te pasó de me pusiste insoportable. Le discutías y gritabas en la casa y en la calle. Los celos te comían y hasta el sexo era un desastre. Por eso yo un buen día decidí.
Célame como ayer. Célame como ayer.
A la pelea.
In the case of Cosa Pepillo, there's an album that shows the latest tendencies within Cuban music and shows how Cuban music has the capacity to take in influences and appropriate those influences while never losing Cuban music. The musician Deserme Buena is one of the greatest jazz composers, and the members of Yerba Buena in New York were all former members of Interactivo.
Estoy siendo generosa. Sélame como.
También está, por ejemplo, en Interactivo ha trabajado Yusa.
Another example of an excellent musician who had worked in Interactivo is La Yusa, a bass guitarist who has become well known outside of Cuba, especially within Japan and London.
Todo lo que pasa, rosa mi nariz, como si fuera cosa pasajera, mariposa que voló, vestida de miel sobre la marea.
La Yusa is a young interpreter from below, whose songs and poetry is very profound and whose music is very complex at an international level.
Lejos de aquí, vagan las penas tratando de hallarte a oscuras. Si oyes ese rumor, puede ser el carnaval.
Un grupo como Habana Abierta.
A group called Habana Abierta was formed in Cuba and who about 10 years ago left for Spain has made three albums which have become famous in Cuba, more so than in Spain. They've had a lot of success over the past 12 years or so. Their first album was called Habana Oculta, and afterwards there was Habana Abierta. All of these young musicians came into the 21st century together with Cuban rappers, who are very important and who have been saying very important things.
La cosa está mala, pero la, no la venimos montando, luchando con el día a día, esta manía, mira, lleva su arrebato. Voy a estar en casa, haciendo nada, si no me llamas te llamo, acércate que hay alegría, birra y melodía, compartir un rato.
Lo interesante del movimiento rapero es que...
What is interesting within the rap movement is that they speak of two themes, prostitution and racism. And the talk of diaspora is also very present.
Y el movimiento rapero cubano también hay una característica muy especial.
Along with race and diaspora, the rap world has a very special characteristic. There are many women who have developed a feminist stance through rap in Cuba.
Y lo más importante en la música cubana es que
the most important thing in Cuban music is the indirect way musicians are always talking about what is occurring in Cuba. I believe that the best history of the creation of the Cuban nation can be told through music, without forgetting any classes or social groups.
La diversidad de géneros, de tendencias.
There is a lot of diversity in genre and tendency and influence within Cuban music that is not reflected in recorded music.
Eso es lo que puedo decir.
That's what I can tell you. It's very difficult to decide on 10 albums alone.
Es muy difícil quedarnos con 10 discos.
Okay. Now,
perdón,
this is fantastic.
Perdón. Lo último que te voy a decir es cierto.
Excuse me. The last thing I'd like to say to you is that the market, which enters Cuba, forces there to be a certain type of music that is made specifically for the market. This is bad music, made to sell, but it is successful.
This is fantastically good. But I'm thinking, if the idea is the music, the beauty of Cuban music is that it does express the life of the country and the people. I'd like you to give us, five parts of the movement that tell you what is going on in Cuba today.
Oguere, su disco CD llena de, su disco llena de amor el mambo.
The album Llena de Amor del Mambo is important because they mix reggaeton, Cuban hip-hop, funk, and popular Cuban music while saying critical things.
Sonido clásico de cha-cha-cha. Estudio Drake con Aragón pa' que esto suba y se oiga bien alto en toda Cuba. Tú más valiosa que oro, tú mi fortuna. Tan bella tropical como ninguna. Donde se hace fresca mi aventura. Donde la mulata mueve su cintura. Sí, mami.
Siempre mi tierra en el corazón.
Y no te pares, no.
Original con Aragón, clásico mi ritmo a compás de esta canción. Ven, escucha ahora, te canto de a corazón. Bajo este sol caliente, mi gente con esta.
Caso de X Alfonso.
X Alfonso mixes various contemporary tendencies like hip hop, electronica, rock, while recuperating what has been marginalized within Cuba.
Caso de Maracas, porque es un músico.
Maracas, a star jazz musician, has brought new things to Cuban rumba.
Grupo Surcaribe de Santiago de Cuba.
Surcaribe de Santiago has brought the conga from Santiago to the symphony and has brought the symphony to the neighborhoods where conga is played and has had a lot of success for the past 3 years we've been listening to them.
Se fue pa' otra tierra buscando caminos que por buenos o malos, quién sabe el impulso, el destino. Solo vive llorando, sufriendo y pensando en su vino.
Que no es vino, señor, de aguardiente, señor, es la conga, señor.
Hace 30 años que bailamos con los bambam.
We've been listening to and dancing to Los Bambam for the past 30 years, and all of their songs have become great successes. What's most interesting is that they tell the tale of what's happening in the Cuban streets. Los Bambam spoke a lot of the repressions of Afro-Cuban religions. They spoke of older men who were attracted to younger women.
Oye, yo conozco a unos amigos míos que se le han pegado.
Thank you. salió en su carro. Iba camino de su trabajo, que para él era algo sagrado siempre, pero se puso fatal. Esa mañana se iba a encontrar con alguien que lo iba a salvar. El pobre fue una señal que le hicieron
y paró, paró, paró.
Me podría usted llevar, le dijeron. Yo voy para mi trabajo y las guaguas no quieren parar.
¿Pa' qué montó?
Figúrese usted qué lío. Era una chica de 20 años, de esa que sobran los comentarios. Mira, y el carro se desvió y no se sabe cuál fue la magia, que esa mañana fue para la playa, el que nunca falla.
Last question for me. Do you think of Cuban music as political music? Is it a, what is the political dimension?
En la música cubana, la dimensión política ha estado...
There has always been a political dimension present in Cuban music, one way or another. In 1968, there was a collection of Latin American singers here in Casa de las Américas, where they formed the protest song. Various singers from Chile, Argentina, and Mexico came. There is a way that social critique exists in Cuban music. In the world of La Trova, in the rap world, there was social criticism as well. And there is also this social criticism in popular Cuban music.
And what's the message?
El mensaje es el mejoramiento humano.
The message is to better humanity. The people are critical. Pablo Milanés said that ours is not a perfect society, and so we have to try to make it better every day.
Gracias. Gracias.
Paul McCarthy and Sarah Archambault produced and edited this conversation with Roberto Zurbano in Havana. Post your own Cuban discs for a desert island, your own reading of what the music says about a society coming and going in memory and in hope. Leave a comment on our website at radioopensource.org. I'm Christopher Leiden. Thank you for joining us.